You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And we're ending the hour by talking about what kids are reading and writing while they're spending more time at home during this pandemic. We asked you to call in, and here are some of the books that the children of Takeaway listeners say they're enjoying right now.
My name is Aria Ames, and I'm six.
My name is Morgan. I live in Richmond, Virginia.
This is Kian. I'm 10 years old from Taylor, Texas.
My name is Ren. I'm from Hayward, California. And the book I'm reading right now is The Series of Ash Princes.
I am reading the Greek God book.
I just finished reading the Heroes of Olympus series. Now I'm reading the Iliad.
Recently, I started reading Little House on the Prairie, and I can't wait to see what happens next. Bye!
It's awesome to hear from all of you, and you can keep calling at 877-8-MY-TAKE. As parents and guardians across the country know, it is not always easy to keep kids engaged through online and distance learning, but National Ambassador of Young People's Literature, Jason Reynolds, wants to help. He's been reading from his books on Instagram Live, and last week started giving out writing prompts to students in a new series of videos, and he's joining us now to talk about all this. Hi, Jason.
Hi, Lizzie. How are you?
I'm good. Last week, you wrote in a newsletter about the importance of silliness and imagination right now. How have you been firing up your imagination right now?
I mean, ultimately, I think it's interesting because as a writer, the one thing that we all learn is if you give yourself constraints, then there's actually more freedom in your creativity, right? So if like, that's why poets are so brilliant, because there's constraint there. That's why like anyone who sort of writes with margins typically can sort of drum up imagination in different ways. Now we are forced to have constraints. And so for me, I have to find new ways to excite myself, new ways to challenge myself, because if I don't, my mind will do things that I needed not to do. And so I have to put that energy somewhere. So I do exercises where I try to, you know, I play a game with kids on Fridays where I try to get them to take two objects and make them into a new invention. I get writing prompts. I dance around the house, like whatever it takes, you know, to keep my my mind sharp is what I try to do.
You've been putting out a poem a day for National Poetry Month. What keeps you motivated?
You know, honestly, to be completely honest with you, the poem a day thing is really difficult right now because I'm not living my life in the way that I normally am. And so the inspiration that I would normally have for these poems, it's not there. Now all I can really write about, or all I seem to want to write about when it comes time to write those poems, is basically the way I'm feeling and where I am right now in my life, in trapped in a house. And that's okay. I mean, I think it makes for another kind of beauty, and it'll be a documentation, an archive of this time, and the way I feel, and sort of just getting my internals out without any pressure of them having to be good poems or you know anything that needs to be read widely. I mean, I put them on my website for people to read, but I'm not interested in publishing them or anything like that. It's just self-expression at the end of the day to make sure that I go to bed with a clear mind.
You mentioned these prompts, and you're giving out writing prompts to kids in videos that you're putting online. What are some of the prompts that you've tried so far and that have really worked?
So the first prompt was give yourself, like, create an award for yourself. You know, as the National Ambassador for Young People's Literature, I, you know, it's like I have this, you know, I got this fancy medal and all this, that, and the third. And I always think about how this medal they gave me this medal just because I love young people. And so I was thinking about other awards that don't exist that young people might make for themselves, have them draw the award and then have them write what the award is and why it should be given, bestowed upon them. And then I did one on last Thursday about tattoos, because I think the one thing about, like, I think about ELA classes is that we're afraid to really delve into the things that young people are actually interested in, right? So it's like, all right, let's talk about tattoos. You know, if you could get one tattoo anywhere on your body, and it's going to last for the rest of your life, obviously, what would it be, right? And not only can you describe or draw that tattoo, but you have to give me the backstory about why you chose that, right? And therein lies the writing. All of this is coming through the back door, right? It's like, look, we can use our imaginations and we can do a little writing exercise, but it doesn't have to feel like work.
Have any of the responses from kids really stood out to you?
Oh, goodness. I got a lot of great ones. I've got I think one of them was like the save the world award about some about a kid somewhere who basically that's his thing. He just wants to do better and be good to people. It's, like that's his whole life. He just wants to be a nice person and be good to his fellow man, which was really sweet. I saw, what was another one? I mean, there were just a lot of really cool ones that kids were coming up with, like, you know, the best dog owner. You know, it's like I deserve to have the best dog owner award, or you know, all just really sweet, but also really interesting and poignant things that I think we forget that young people are thinking about. And you get to see how they feel about themselves, which is a good thing for us adults to sort of keep in mind.
Yeah. On that note, do you have any advice for parents whose kids are struggling right now, or who maybe are having trouble connecting with their kids to keep them learning at home?
You know, honestly, I'm careful about giving advice to parents because I don't have children. And so I want to make sure that I'm respectful and exercise a bit of humility. What I will say, though, is be gentle, be kind. Be kind to your young people. Be gentle with them. I think this is something that we've never experienced before. You have young people who may not be neurotypical, young people who may have learning differences, and not being in their structured environment can cause some dissonance, and we have to be patient with that. Everything in our lives can't be about grades. I think that's the most complicated and sometimes destructive system when we think about how to learn, is how to learn everything in relationship to a grade. I think some of these things are going to take some time, and we're going to have to slow roll it, and that's going to have to be okay.
A lot of your work is aimed at connecting with Black children who are often underrepresented in kids' literature. And given that the virus is disproportionately harming Black communities, what message are you trying to send to Black kids right now?
The message that I'm always trying to send to Black kids, which is there is nothing wrong with us. Despite what the news is saying, yes, and it is true that Black people are being affected by this virus in worse ways due to social and socioeconomic ills, due to racism and classism and all these other things that sort of have put us in a situation. I don't want young Black people, children, to believe that something is inherently the matter with them. Nothing is wrong with you. Something is wrong with the rest of us and the structure of this country for certain, but nothing is wrong with you.
We got 45 seconds left. Anything else you want to say to kids in particular in this moment?
Sure. There's nothing wrong with being afraid. There's nothing wrong with being concerned. There's nothing wrong with feeling uncertain. All of these are your emotions, and they're very real, and you can feel your feels. Just know that at some point you can channel that energy into something else. Don't feel pressure to, but just know that it's there for you if you want to figure out how to put it somewhere that is creative and make a thing, so that when this is all over, you know, we can move a little differently and love ourselves and our neighbors a little differently.
Jason Reynolds is a writer and national ambassador of young people's literature. You can check out what he's doing online. It's pretty great. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you, Lizzie.